What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast with your host, Dylan Lepore. So we first start off with this news topic I found on, COG Connected website. Is it COG Connected? And it's about Sony's first-party studios. Amazing Games, one glaring problem. And that problem is all these exclusives. They're great, but he feels like they're starting to be cookie cutter. And they are already cookie cutter, and it started with The Last of Us. So let's dive in to his post right now. In a post written by Ahmad Muhammad on COG Connected, he states, "One of the greatest deciding factors in your decision for buying a console will ultimately come down to what it has to offer, that the competition does not. Looking at the technical aspects of each console, there isn't too much of a difference to base the decision on. What it does ultimately boil down to are the exclusive titles in each console's library of games. Sometimes a single property can be enough to sway a gamer to a console because they simply cannot find that experience anywhere else. But what happens when a console doubles down on its success, creating games that all look and play the same in the hopes of recreating the magic? We take a look at some of the most popular AAA games for PlayStation 4 to see the problem first-party exclusive titles can present." Now, in his 10-minute video he did, he had this small piece in the article. In this 10-minute video he did, he talked about The Last of Us starting it, and everybody wanted to recreate that experience. And if The Last of Us didn't do well and did a 56 on Metacritic, then we'll still have the same God of War, because God of War is doing that Last of Us thing. And most Days Gone and God of War, Days Gone, Horizon Zero Dawn, all those games are trying to be third-person action-adventure, and he says they can only feel like, they can only tell stories through third-person action-adventure, because Sean Layden made a statement about PlayStation is about story. And he then goes on to saying first-person doesn't have story. Then he shows a picture of then he shows a zoom-in shot on Destiny about not having story. And then he switches over to Microsoft's Halo. And I can't really agree with this, but I can see where he's coming from with the PlayStation exclusives, the, all the third-person action-adventure shooting, all that is... he then put another generic exclusive game number 23 at the end when Uncharted The Last Legacy popped up. he put that under instead of The Last Legacy. And I can't really agree with this, because of there is plenty of freaking games out there that are on PS4 that are exclusives, and that show that the story is there, and that it's just these AAA games, does that make sense? It's just, there's a lot of AAA games that are now doing that, but there are plenty of non-AAA third-person games that are not doing that kind of stuff. So, for example, Little Big Planet 3 came out. That came out a little while ago during when the PS4 was basically... It was basically that time when the PS4 launched. Wolfenstein, Song of the Deep, Dishonored, Don't Starve, going into your indies, Firewatch, Ollie Ollie 2, Welcome to Ollywood, Transistor, Axiom Verge, The Witness, Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, The Swapper, Hotline Miami, and some of those. All these aren't technically exclusives anymore, but... they are, like, Dishonored, and Dishonored is not an exclusive, but these exclusive games are not always third-person. Like, Let's, for example, Song of the Deep. Song of the Deep was made by Insomniac Games, and I believe that was only sold at GameStop and only sold for the PS4. And that was a fantastic game. Don't Starve is that eagle-eye view trying to survive game. That was a great game. It had a weird story to it, and it was very, very unique. But also, if we take it back to when Rocket League first launched on PlayStation Plus, that was a huge success. And that was, unless you count, like, third-person car racing, I wouldn't really count it as that, but I would more count it as, like, an arcade-y feel. But then again, that's still an exclusive that is not cookie-cutter. That is very different. That Rocket League was humongously different, and it was an exclusive for an entire year. That's a long time, and yeah, I just don't feel like I would go recommend watching the video and telling me your thoughts in the comments down below about what you think of what he said about exclusives being cookie cutter for Sony now. But yeah, I can't really agree with that, and I hope you guys see what I'm talking about and see what he's talking about. Try to think about it in both sides instead of one side. You're a PlayStation fan. Woo, PlayStation for life. You're a Microsoft fan. Why are you watching my podcast then? In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on YouTube and other podcasting services. Find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/C/ Dylan Lepore, and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. Also on iTunes now. If you want to throw me a couple bucks, head on over to youtube.streamlabs.com/DylanLepore. It helps me keep this channel running and helps me pay for my SoundCloud subscription, which is necessary to keeping this podcast running. So thanks for everybody that's been donating. It's helping me out a lot, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. So let's get into some further news after we got that Sony's First Party Studios exclusive things out of the way. PS4 exclusive Spider-Man behind-the-scenes video revealed at D23 Expo. This was a really interesting video, but let me just talk about it. During the panel of Level Up, the Walt Disney Company video game showcases hosted at the D23 Expo, Insomniac Games and Marvel has released a new behind-the-scenes video for Spider-Man, allowing us to look at a new gameplay footage. The trailer showcases a behind-the-scenes look upon Spider-Man and Peter Parker's world and how those will be very cohesively put together. Since the main character will be Mr. Negative, he will have two different sides to him. The one that helps the homeless shelter, and the one that that's evil, basically. The one that helps the homeless shelter also helps Aunt May. So that's affecting Peter Parker's life because he knows this guy, Mr. Negative, is evil. I think this will work wonders considering Spider-Man is in the game is about 23 years old, and he's been Spider-Man for a while now, so he knows how things work, and the game acts like we are aware and we know who Spider-Man is, and it doesn't treat us like it doesn't want to hold our hand throughout this game. So, which is a plus, which is really interesting that Insomniac is doing that, and I'm glad everything looks very good, and Spider-Man looks like it's coming together very well. Hopefully, Insomniac is doing the best they can, especially since they work on Ratchet and Clank a lot. They're going to bring that nice Pixar quality-esque vibe to Spider-Man. So, Toy Story is also coming to Kingdom Hearts 3. In a post on the PlayStation blog, they talk about Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming in 2018 for real. series director, I'm going to say this wrong, Tetsuminori Nomura revealed one of the gaming's most desired and highly anticipated pieces of knowledge at the end of the most recent Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer that played to a packed auditorium during Disney's D23 Expo at the Anaheim Convention Center. And that's what the second biggest piece of news, the main bombshell, was that the world of Toy Story would appear in Kingdom Hearts 3 for those who haven't played before. Kingdom Hearts is an action RPG where the main hero, Keyblade wielder named Sora, is joined by Donald Duck and Goofy as they travel across the Disney worlds to fight against the dark and spreading threat of the shadowy creatures known as the Heartless. So far, they've traveled to dozens of Disney worlds, and by the time Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out, more than 200 plus Disney characters will have appeared in the franchise. But the inclusion of Toy Story has one of those worlds is an extra special milestone, as it marked the very first time a Disney Pixar title has appeared in the series. 15-year history. In the new trailer, Sora, Donald, and Goofy find themselves in a powerful new world, face skepticism from its habitats. About their intentions. Fans of the series will find plenty more details to pore over. So, I've never really been a Kingdom Hearts fan, but I did play Kingdom Hearts on the Game Boy Advance. I forget the name of that one. But it was cool. It was pretty cool because after you played as Sora, you play the entire game as Sora, then you'll go back and play it as the darker character, dark-haired character, which was pretty cool. But Toy Story finally coming to Kingdom Hearts, that is a big step, especially for Disney. 15-year history with Pixar, and now that is incredible, and it's going to be, the trailer was pretty cool, seeing all the Toy Story characters and voice acted and stuff, but that was really cool, and I would definitely give that trailer a check out, because that was super cool. And Toy Story, yeah, who doesn't like Toy Story? Prepare for Destiny 2 by linking your Battle.net account and Bungie profile. So as we know, Destiny beta is on the horizon on the 18th for PS4 players, and I am pretty excited about that. Digital Trends said, "That's great news for players, and it should ensure that Destiny 2 has a long lifespan across all three platforms. It's set to release on the 18th. On the platform it's set to release on. The game is set to drop on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on September 6, 2017, while the PC release Destiny 2 will hit PCs almost 2 months after it hits console, is scheduled for October 24, 2017. The upcoming beta period gets underway on July 18th, with the PC beta starting in August. For PS4, early access to the beta is from the 18th to the 20th, and Xbox One early access to the beta is from the 19th to the 20th. So PlayStation gets it a day earlier, which is cool for us guys. Then it will be open to both of the consoles for free through the 25th and 24th. It's the 24th, 25th. I could be wrong on that. I don't know why I didn't put the dates on here. And PC's beta is sometime in August. There are no official dates for the PC yet, so we still have to wait for that. But playing on a PC is going to be a definite big jump, and definitely increase the lifespan of Destiny as a whole. But I don't know how it's going to be. PC, man. Leaps ahead. But I am definitely excited. I've been posting Destiny content on the YouTube channel, and so I definitely go check those videos out if you haven't already. It was a how to set up how to, if you didn't guys didn't know how to set up the Destiny, and if you pre-ordered Destiny on the PS4, this it would show you how you set it up and everything. But also, I did a top 10 PlayStation 4's top 10 most downloaded games on of June 2017, and that was a pretty cool video. I'm glad I did that. I'm gonna start doing more of those. I had a lot of fun with that, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please leave comments down below if you did enjoy it. It was something new and interesting I tried to do, and it worked out for me for the best. And I hope it. Goes on further. But yeah, I'm excited for Destiny, and I've been playing it since 2014, and that might sound crazy, but yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of stuff I've been doing in that game, and a lot of things I might have missed out on. That was a great game, and it was okay at the beginning, but it got so much better. But new releases this week of July 18th, 2017, for the PlayStation Store. We're going to go ahead and do all this madness. This is the drop from the PlayStation blog. And so these are all the new games that are coming to the PlayStation Store this week. So tomorrow, you'll get these games, not for free, but you'll get these games. And yeah. So let's go ahead and start off with 99 Vitas, PS4, PS3, and PS Vita digital cross-buy, which is a great, that's a nice plus for the PlayStation fans. 99 Vitas is a brawler set in a contemporary world that pays tribute to both classic and new games in the industry, brought to you in 16 pixel glory. Chock full of references to only gaming, but also 80s and 90s pop culture. It seems like an all right game for some reason, though. I thought I could only find trailers of this game in Spanish for some reason. So there's that. Overall, the I look and feel easygoing. It's an easygoing beat 'em up. That might be fun on a rainy day. Yeah, it's an okay game. It's nothing too special. But yeah, like I said, a rainy day, just like on a couch co-op with your friend and stuff, just beat up stuff. I don't know if it's a side-scrolling beat 'em up, but I think it's just like you're right there and you just beat up people. I don't know. Check it out. Archangel. This is one I'm actually pretty excited for, even though I do not have a PSVR. I would like one. So if you guys are willing to send me a PSVR, go right ahead. Step into the cockpit of a six-story mech and feel its might as at your command. You are the tip of the spear in the United States Free Forces War against the overwhelming mechanized forces of Humex. A tyrannical corporation that rules a post-apocalyptic America. So this game seems really cool. It reminds me a lot like Pacific Rim. I'd say if I had a PSVR, I would put this on the must-buy list. It seems awesome, and I hope you guys check it out. Definitely go check out this one and the trailer for it. It seems really good, and when I saw the conversation at E3 or I think it was at a conversation at E3 or PSX, I forget which one. But the way they talked about it and how they were like, as kids, they were like, they loved playing with mechs and stuff. And as soon as PSVR came out, they were like, first thing, they were like, mechs. It's a slower experience, and you can, instead of fast-paced, hectic, especially when you're wearing a PSVR, you can enjoy the game more, and you can look around and experience the game more, which sounds pretty cool. And what I've seen out of it, there's a story to it. You can look around in the cockpit, see stuff you put there. You see, like, a family photo. If you look down, you see a family photo, and there's a screen up here where you, people will talk to you, so you can look at that. You don't even have to look at it, it'll just be there. And then when you're using, you can use the DualShock 4 controller, but when you're using the PlayStation 4 Move controllers. It's much better, and you can turn your arm and stuff and look at yourself and look all the moving parts of the mech you're, six-story mech you're in. But overall, it seems really cool and really cool when Archangel is coming to this next wave of PlayStation VR games. So next game is Children of Zoldark, PS4 Digital. A story-driven tactical RPG set in the fantasy realm of Lumos, a world divided of in affluence and poverty. Take control of Naomi and her fellow outcasts, utilizing a brand new deck and dice-based combat system to strike a blow in the noble lords and ladies' unquenchable thirst for profit. I like the art style in this game. It's kind of like a more rounded look on the game Broken Age arts design. You can change your deck and dice to play different combat styles while you're moving like a tactical RPG. Seems pretty interesting, and there's definitely a story to be told here. So I definitely go check out that one. It seems okay. It seems better than 99 Vitas. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. But it's definitely seems definitely much better than that. And there's a big customizable ability with the dice. It changes the combat. It changes the and the cards change the combat. So you're using dice and cards, which is different, and it's also a tactical RPG, which is kind of cool. Also, a lot of story to be told here, which is awesome. Always liking that story. PlayStation. But next one is Conga Master, PS4 Digital, out on the 21st. The dance floor fills. The lights get longer. Come on down. It's time to conga. Shake your virtual hips to the ridiculous fun arcade action of Conga Master as everyone fights to make the longest conga line possible. No rhythm required. Anyone can conga. So, I don't have anything to say about this game. It's pretty funny and one of those games where you just play to get the highest score pretty much. It never ends. And, the trailer is pretty hilarious, and I'll definitely go check out that one. It shouldn't be that expensive. It's coming on the 21st. I don't know why it's coming on the 21st, but, yeah, I would definitely go check that out if you're looking for a fun family game to play. It can play up to 4 or 6 players, I think. So you can have 6 different groups of conga lines, and you cannot hit the pigs, or you cannot be abducted by aliens. Either. Yes, there's aliens and pigs in this game, and if you hit the aliens or be abducted by if you hit the pigs or be abducted by aliens, you will lose points or the game. I'm not sure how that works, but yeah. Fallen Legion, Flames of Rebellion, PS Vita and PS4. Fallen Legion, Flames of Rebellion is an intense action RPG where every battle is a heart-pounding fight and each gut-wrenching choice impacts the realm. So, now, that little description doesn't really give that game enough justice. In this side-scrolling action RPG, you can control 4 different characters and you play them all the same time using their 4... using your 4 PlayStation 4 buttons, the X, circle, square, and triangle. There's cards for customizing, also things to buy from the shops. This really does seem like a great PS Vita game. It's also on the PS4, but it seems like a great PS Vita game, and I'll definitely recommend picking this one up. I know Kind of Funny did a video on this a year ago, Fallen Legion, Flames of Rebellion, and they really seem to like it, so I'll definitely go check that out. It's a new PS Vita game. It seems great, and it's definitely unique with the matched buttons up with the characters. So, Orcs Must Die, Unchained, PS4. Slice them, burn them, skewer them, and launch them. No matter how you can do it, Orcs Must Die is the team-based fantasy tower defense game from Robot Entertainment. It seems good, and I think that's all I got to say about that. Robot Riot Hyper Edition PS4. Bigger than a nanite, smaller than a trash can, fester than a... Yeah, fester... vengeful princess, jump puzzle and shoot through spaceships and their systems as Vanguard robot slug, raid vessels for your galactic debt collecting master in pristine 16 pixel perfection in this classical inspiration 2D platform. I like it. You're playing as this little droid flying around. It seems like a lot like a Mega Man, for example, type of playstyle. Give that one a look. With the 16-bit, it seems really cool. I seem to like it when I saw it. I played around with it a little bit and. Yeah, I'll definitely go check that out. Robot Riot Hyper Edition on PS4 digital. Yeah, it seems pretty cool. If you like Mega Man, definitely go check that out. Yeah, it's like that... I want to say it's like that Castlevania type stuff, too. I can't really think of that name. Mega Man and Castlevania. I always forget the word of that. But Super hot PS4 and PSVR digital out 7/21. Supershot is the first person, is an FPS where time moves only when you move. No regenerating health bars, no conventional placed ammo drops, it's just you, outnumbered and outgunned, grabbing the weapons of fallen enemies to shoot, slice, and maneuver through a hurricane of slow motion bullets. Lose track of what's real. Commit yourself, body and mind. Confront the brutal world of Supershot VR. Enemies pouring into the room from all sides. A dozen bullets cursing through the air. Wait, something is different here. Just go watch the trailer for this. I swear you won't... I swear, once you see this, you'll love it. It's pretty cool how they do it, and the song that they did with the trailer and stuff. It's pretty wicked how they did this, and I'll definitely go check that one out. They use this time slow motion stuff. So like, hey, for example, I punch a guy, right, and then I drop, and then he drops the gun. I slow down time and I pick up the gun and start shooting it, and I can also flip the gun and start shooting it again, and it's pretty cool. You can also punch people in the head and they'll explode for some reason. The game's like these polygon shapes, so rendering won't be a problem, but the enemies aren't red and everything else is like in white, and I think you're in blue. And I'm sorry about the, if you hear any outside noise, we have guests over right now, so I apologize for that. But yeah, super hot, I'll definitely go check that out. It's also on PS4, so you do not need to have PSVR to play this. I don't know how well it'll be. I think the experience is better, obviously, on PSVR, since it's a first person, and you get all the slow motion times. But I guess it'll be okay on PS4. But next up, we got Yonder. The Cloud Catcher Chronicles on PS4 digital. Gemma maintains the appearance of a paradise, yet an evil mark has enshrouded the land and its people in despair. As the hero of Yonder, you will explore Gemma and uncover the island's secrets and mysteries within yourself. I didn't really have anything really to say about this game. It's just like an open world explore type thing. You go around and you explore the world and think about Don't Starve, but in a third person type of view. I like the color style. Reminds me of a lot of Ni No Kuni. I think that's, yeah, Ni No Kuni. But it's definitely not play style like that. But that is it for the drop this week. Yeah, so that is it for the drop this week, and I hope you check out those games. And there's a lot of good games, like Super Shot and the one on PSVR, but I'll definitely go check those out. So, you can now play the first 10 hours of Mass Effect Andromeda for free. So, that... I had to make sure about this. So, you have to go online to get this. You have to go on the Origin account, and you have to be signed up, and then you have to... Then you can go through the process of choosing which console you have. So, as said in the article from Games Radar, you'll need an EA Origin account, but other than that, all you need to do if you go here and choose your platform from PS4, Xbox One, or PC. You can play for 10 hours across single-player and multiplayer with all modes available. And your progress carries over, so if you decide to play to continue, you won't lose anything. The game's not bad, the smoothest run so far, and you can read our Mass Effect Andromeda review to find out why on the Games Radar website. It's okay, flawed but okay. If you're going to play... then we've some crucial tips you should go check out. And yeah, so I'm definitely going to, I haven't played Mass Effect Andromeda yet, so I'm definitely going to play this 10 hour, because that is big. That's a big play time they're giving me, 10 hours to play the game. I would only play single player if they did that, so I'm not probably going to get into the multiplayer because it's Mass Effect and I'm not really worried about it. Like, I like the multiplayer Mass Effect 3, but I'm not really that worried about it. So I definitely, if you want to ever try out Mass Effect Andromeda, definitely go check out this one. Next up, Metal Gear Solid turned 30 this week. Metal Gear Solid has been a great franchise. Up a kill. Sorry about the noise, but after that whole thing that happened with the studio and stuff... I don't know. People are saying the new Metal Gear Solid game is going to be good. There's like zombies and stuff in it, and it's like a first person, a third person shooter type deal. So it's not like a Snake and stuff. But hopefully it doesn't turn out like the Resident Evil games, like Raccoon City. The third person only multiplayer game, a multiplayer arenas game. Hopefully it doesn't turn out like that, but. Congrats, Metal Gear Solid, for turning 30 this week. That's exciting, and I'm glad the game's still around and kicking. It's very impressive that it is. So, let's move on. Experts are predicting a backwards compatible PS5 will arrive in 2019. Is that a good thing? Do you want one? I am unsure about this. Don't need this anymore. I am unsure about the PS5. It's very... I don't know if I'm ready for it. Because especially with the PS4 Pro and all the iterations they're doing, I was not expecting this. I just want to point out something. If you're watching this on video... you see the awesome screen I got right there. Sorry if you can't really see it. That's the only way I can get it to be like that. It's kind of dark, and you can't really see anything. PlayStation 5, I'm like, I tweeted out, like, it hasn't been long enough. It hasn't been long enough. It hasn't been a long enough cycle for me to want another one. but backwards compatibility with PS4, if a PS5 came out, I would have to get it. I'm like, you have to have a new console, not another iteration. I mean, you have to have a new console, not another. I guess iteration will work. I guess iteration. I mean, like, you know what I'm talking about, like PSP 1000, 2000, 3000, go. Or PlayStation 4, PlayStation Slim, PlayStation Pro. I don't really mean like that. I mean like 3, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, actual, like, jumps ahead. But if it was backwards compatibility, that would have been pretty awesome, and I'll definitely probably get that. But I don't have a PS4 Pro, and I do not have an HDR or 4K television, so I really don't know how advanced it would jump to. But when I first started playing Destiny for the first time, and I looked around the world and I jumped in it in the alpha, I was freaking amazed at how awesome the game actually looked when I first jumped into it. Like, it's unbelievable how the game actually looks. I can't even go back to that time when I first saw how good it looks. It was just pretty crazy. And I want that reaction again when I first jump into a game like Destiny. Had a drink there. But, yeah, I don't know if I'm ready for another PlayStation iteration, but I'll definitely pick it up if another one comes out, and as long as it's under, like, $400 and under, I'll definitely go and pick that up. But tell me what you guys think about PlayStation VR, and I'd love to hear what you guys think about that, because of how all the pros and all the ones, Xbox Ones, and I don't think the Switch is going to come out with another iteration here soon, but for example, the DSs, they are doing, they just came out with the new, I think it's the 20th they're coming out with the new, or the 30th, I forget which date, but I think they're coming out with the new 2DS XL. And so I definitely want to get rid of those iterations like that. I don't really get those. I know a lot of people do. But yeah, tell me in the comments down below what you guys think of the PlayStation 5. And that will be very interesting. But let's get onto a topic that I was actually wanted to talk about. And that is Spyro Remastered. Now, I've been playing Spyro since forever, since I'm freaking born, when I was born 98, and so I've been playing Spyro since then, and I played every single Spyro game that has ever came out, literally every single Spyro game has ever came out on the DS, Game Boy, PlayStation, and again, I'm sorry about the noise, PlayStation, Nintendo, GameCube, Wii, even the cell phone, old cell phone games of The Legend of the Legend of Spyro, A New Beginning and stuff like that. But the first trilogy was definitely my favorite. The third one in the trilogy was definitely my favorite. But I love them all, and I love always going back to them, and I love the characters, Hunter, and I love the characters in number 3 with the kangaroo and the monkey, and all those characters in the third one were awesome, and I, like, always play that game. Like, I still play that game today. It's just, it's like my Mario, because I don't really play Mario that much, and that's like my Mario, where I always go back to it, and always trying to get the best stuff, and I always trying to get the highest score and stuff, and always trying to master that game, because I know that game inside and out. And everything I know, that's like the game I've played forever. It's like today's Destiny for me. So I'd play Destiny a lot. That was when I was playing Spyro. I just played Spyro for freaking ever. I think I've beaten Spyro Year of the Dragon like 10 times. So the reason I'm talking about Spyro, though, is because of, I want them, since they did this remastered, if they were doing a Crash remastered, Activision owns Crash, and since they did a Crash remastered, owns the rights to Crash, Activision owns the rights to Crash, and since they did a Crash remastered, why couldn't they do a Spyro remastered? Like, they own Spyro, it's now a Skylanders, Spyro and Crash are now Skylanders, and so why wouldn't they? And that is something that I really, really would like That would have, for real, having PS4 Spyro remastered would like it would be the best freaking thing ever, and I would freaking love it. Nasty Nork and Ripto and Hunter, it would Blanca, it would be freaking amazing, and I'd love to know what you guys think about another new Spyro remastered. Because that it literally would be freaking awesome. Better than Crash Bandicoot. For me it would. I was never really that much into Crash. I got into Crash. I played the had the trilogy box set I got from Walmart a long time ago, from all the PlayStation 2 Crash games besides the racing ones. And the I never really got into Jak and Dexter either, but Spyro was my main character, and Ratchet and Clank is what I played. So it would be Spyro, Ratchet and Clank, and Sly Cooper. That's what I played all the time. But if they really do this remastered, that would make my freaking day so much brighter, because it would be freaking 20 years later, 20 freaking years later, man. It's insane, and I hope that they do that. But not a lot of news came out this week, and I hope you guys are fine with that. Hope you guys enjoy this Monday morning PlayStation podcast. I know I did, and I hope you guys did too. I'm gonna say that again. Again, PS5, Spyro. All that stuff, and again, I'm sorry about the noise in this podcast. But yeah, I'm trying stuff new, and I hope you guys keep supporting my channel, and I hope you guys generally like these podcasts. So, with that said, you can find the podcast on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, all the apps that are connected to iTunes each and every week. On Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern time, so make sure you check those out, and make sure you try donating too at youtube.streamlabs.com/DylanLepore. It helps me run this channel, and all the money that you give me goes to a fund that I have for this channel, and so thank you so much for that. And this is Dylan. Signing off.